in the studio here talking about, did we ever talk about, we're trying to remember if we remembered people cutting off their limbs.
It's a weird discussion.
I believe we had this conversation before. I'm having like a deja vu moment.
Ryan, have we ever talked about people losing limbs on this show? He's kind of making, we have?
There was a guy, I think, that cut off his arm.
248-398-WCSX. Have you ever lost a limb or cut off a finger or toe? We want to hear from you. Why? Because there's a story, this dude in Nebraska, this farmer. You ready, Aaron?
Okay.
This guy is so calm. Listen to how calm he is when he describes what happened to him when he was out tilling the fields or whatever you do as a farmer.
We were moving corn and taking from one place to the other. But I was in that routine like I always used to do. I didn't think of it. Stepped in the hopper in that little hole. It just sucked my leg in, and I was trying to pull it out. And when it first happened, I can remember telling myself, this ain't good. This is not good at all. Then I had my pocket knife. I thought, well, the only way I'm getting out of here is cut it off. So I just started sawing on it. When I was cutting it, the nerve endings, I could feel them just ping when I'd start sawing around that pipe. And all at once, it went and let me go. So I got the heck out of there. It is what it is. Make the best of it is all you can do. Could have always been worse. I paid the price here of being in a hurry and not paying attention.
He cut his leg off at the knee. That's what he did with a pocket knife to get out of this grain auger. If you want to see the story and see the look on his face, man, that this guy is so calm and just so relaxed about this whole thing. The keyword, of course, is
leg.
So we really have had this conversation.
We
before.
Talked about, I want to say it was a guy that cut off like his arm or something.
Seriously.
Yeah, and then we were getting phone calls from people that cut off limbs.
All right, we got to go back through our old phone calls here, see if we find that. I told you, the only time, the only person I know, well, my friend Jim Bettison, two motorcycle accidents. One, my friend Jim lost a little bit of a leg in a motorcycle accident. The bike came on top of him.
Mm.
But my cousin Charlie, years ago, I've told this before, he thought he had a motorcycle and he was going to grease the chain. He got lazy, didn't want to take the chain off. So he did the thing where you pop up the rear wheel, get the motorcycle going, and then grease the chain while it's running, stuck his finger in there and took it off.
That's not good.
And then came in the house with it like wrapped up and had to go to the emergency room.
I had a friend that blew off some fingers with some M80s,
that would be it. Yeah, the firecrackers. Really?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Dummy lit it in his hand. I'll never forget
that.
Well,
there you go. Okay, that's Darwin, isn't it? I mean, come on. That's
it's natural selection.
Exactly. That is. Okay, so here we are talking about people losing limbs. Again, if you want to see this story in the video and the interview with this guy, this is crazy. This farmer lost his leg. We'll send it to you. Not the leg, the story. 248-398-WCSX. The keyword, of course, is
leg.
He's so calm. We really talked about this before?
We talked about it before.
Okay.
I have to go back and look, but I know we have.
Okay. So, limb removal. Let's go to the phones. Is that so weird?